WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Tom Foti. Five Americans are now on their way back from the Persian Gulf here to Washington after years of detention in Iran. Two Iranians who had been held here have reportedly landed in their capital of Tehran, with several more to follow.
It's critical that we've got these American hostages back. That's an important part of the story. But it's also important to note that we paid a very high price, not just in prisoners, but in cash as well.
Former Bush 43 White House staffer Jamil Jafar, now executive director of the National Security Institute at George Mason University Law. And with more, correspondent Cammy McCormick.
A senior administration official says this deal does not change our relationship with Iran in any way. Iran is an adversary and a state sponsor of terrorism. This official says we will hold them accountable wherever possible.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he will meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky this week, when Zelensky also visits President Biden at the White House after attending the UN General Assembly meeting in New York. In the four-day-old partial auto strike against the Big Three, talks, but
no deal yet, which means these workers remain on strike.
UAW in the house right now? Yeah!
Citing the ripple effect of the strike, Ford says it has had to temporarily lay off about 600 workers at this plant. And General Motors says it expects to have to idle a plant in Kansas that employs more than 2,000 people.
Correspondent Chris Van Cleve in Wayne, Michigan. An arrest in Palmdale, California, and the ambush shooting death of an L.A. County Sheriff's deputy.
The suspect chose to barricade himself and refused to initially come out. Eventually, they deployed chemical agents, and the suspect ultimately surrendered.
L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna, now under federal indictment on a gun possession charge and under frequent attack from congressional and other Republicans and media favorable to them, the president's son takes legal action of his own.
This lawsuit from Hunter Biden is against the Internal Revenue Service, the IRS. He alleges they violated his privacy when two agents testified about his personal tax details during congressional hearings and interviews.
Correspondent Scott McFarlane. It is much anticipated around this time of year. The U.S. News & World Report annual rankings of the nation's top colleges and universities.
The top schools this year were Princeton University, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, and then Harvard and Stanford were tied at number three.
Eric Gertler, CEO of the magazine and the website, top three U.S. News ranked public liberal arts colleges, the Naval Academy, the U.S. Air Force Academy, and the Military Academy at West Point. Just extradited here from Mexico, the son of El Chapo pleads not guilty to drug charges of his own. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. An escaped prisoner from Sanger B. Powers Correctional Center in Wisconsin has been arrested. Law enforcement authorities say 38-year-old Dustin Bone of Oneida, Wisconsin, was arrested in Alexandria, Virginia on Friday. According to the Alexandria Police Department, license plate reading technology was used to find the car Bone allegedly stole and drove out east in his escape attempt. Bone was arrested without incident and is being held in a detention center until he can be extradited back to Wisconsin. After a judge ruled that Wisconsin's 1849 law does not apply to voluntary abortion last week, Planned Parenthood is set to resume abortion services in the state today. It'll be the first time since June of 2022 that Planned Parenthood provides abortion services in the state after the United States Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in their Dobbs decision. Pro-choice and pro-life organizations are preparing for the resumption of abortions, with Planned Parenthood hiring top security professionals in anticipation of backlash. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's joking now.
The Vec.
Ramaswamy.
Cease and desist. Who would be worse? Mike Pence. I mean, Ron DeSantis trying to rap also would be wildly cringy.
Ron DeSantis trying to feel feelings is weird enough. I couldn't imagine rapping.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media
app. The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend, Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, yeah, the fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a serial strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart, because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. 93.5 The Tap. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. There's a lot of it made over the weekend, I'll tell you what. A development, and this is one we're going to be playing brinksmanship, a development in keeping the U.S. government solvent, open, after September 30. September 30 at 5 p.m. is the deadline. September 30, when we run out of money for a lot of spending, there are 12 bills that have to be passed in the House, Senate, and then signed by Biden. That's obviously not going to happen in the next 10 days or so.
So then the question is going to be, what do we do?
What do we do? Here is what Kevin McCarthy is proposing. Here's what the Republicans are proposing. And it's bad. They have come up with a deal, they think, but they haven't even agreed on it themselves. They will agree to extend the deadline in a continuing resolution for only 30 days, only until October 30. But the Democrats have to agree to an 8% spending cut for domestic agencies. They have to resume building the border wall, no aid to Ukraine, and believe it or not, no relief for Maui for the fires, because it's a blue state and it votes Democratic. That's Kevin McCarthy's offer. The hard right Republicans don't even want that, and he can only lose four of them, because it's such a close margin. He needs Democratic votes. Here's a guy, I'll give you an example, a guy named Andy Ogles. He's a representative from Tennessee. He's a right-wing nut. Andy Ogles says he won't vote for even a 30-day extension unless Biden agrees to close the southern border completely, establish a House BYRD, B-Y-R-D, committee on non-essential spending, which is, that's a historical reference, which means that they will go ahead and agree to cutting a lot of spending that the Republicans think is non-essential, which is not what was agreed in the deal, in the debt limit deal in the spring, and B, would cripple the government. C, according to Ogles, McCarthy has to release all of the January 6th video. Now, the Democrats don't particularly have an issue with that. The truth of the matter is that McCarthy won't do it, and it's probably right because it shows vulnerabilities to jihadists and terrorists who might want to invade the Capitol, but the right-wing nuts in the Republican Party want it all released. And the other thing Ogles and some of the right-wing want are to defund Mayorkas, the head of Homeland Security, in other words, defund Homeland Security, and defund Jack Smith and stop the law, the prosecution of Donald Trump. Now, this isn't in good faith. This isn't even being made by people who are Americans or who are for America. This is being done by people who want to destroy our democracy and destroy the country. That's what's being done for. Now, what is the solution? You can't shut down the government. It's happened before. Ted Cruz shut it down back, I don't know, a little over 10 years ago. It cost us $25 billion. It was shut down in the 1990s. And when that happens, last time it happened, the FBI didn't get paid. Coast Guard didn't get paid. A lot of people didn't get paid. Doctors at the VA got vouchers for their services. You can't run a country this way. You can't run a country this way. I think it's come to Fisher cut bait time. Are there Americans in the Congress? Are there people in the Congress who believe in the United States, believe in our democracy? Do they understand that what this does is sends out a signal to the Russians, to the Chinese, to the North Koreans, to the Iranians, that we are so divided, we can't function. We can't even agree to fund ourselves. We entered into a debt deal between Biden and McCarthy back in the spring. You remember that. And Biden made significant concessions that pending any further budget, we would keep things funded at last year's level. Well, with inflation, that's a cut. Biden agreed to it. The Democrats agreed to it. That's a cut. Now the Republicans are trying to yank the rug out from under that and say, okay, we snookered you. We agreed to that. Now we want more. Now we want an 8% cut, another cut on top of that, 8% for 30 days in October. And then beyond that, we want a Byrd commission. We'll cut substantially even more and eliminate some agencies. We want no more aid to Ukraine. We don't want that voted on by the Senate or even discussed with Biden. That's unilateral or we'll kill the government. We will not give disaster relief to blue states. If you take a look at what happened to Hawaii in Maui, it broke your heart. The number of people who were killed, the buildings destroyed. They want relief only to go to red states. And about 20 of them in the MAGA caucus, that's the Freedom Caucus, want to defund Homeland Security itself, Mayorkas, and defund Jack Smith and the prosecution of Donald Trump. That's not in good faith. That's not American. It's fascist. You can call it whatever you want. Pro-Putin, pro-China. It's anti-American. Now, what do we do about this? We got to have solutions. We can't just sit back and say, fine. So what we do is this, and here are the mechanisms. One is a discharge petition. We have 212 votes. They have 222. It takes 218 to get something to the floor. McCarthy rules as speaker. He decides what goes to the floor. However, if Hakeem Jeffries can get, six Republicans, so 6 plus 212 is 218, He can force it to the floor. He can force it to the floor over McCarthy. And then they vote on it. And if all the Democrats and those six Republicans vote for a budget and a continuing resolution, there won't be time for a budget, continuing resolution for 6 months, everything funded at last year's funding, which is a cut because it doesn't take into account inflation. But that was what was agreed to in the debt deal. Where are the six Republicans? I am sick and tired of Republican congressmen in this state who owe their seats to gerrymander. We have eight congressmen in this state, and six of them are Republicans, even though they don't even get half. They have three quarters of the congressmen. They don't even get half of the votes. Sick and tired of them. A couple of them posing as moderates to get reelected, and they're supporting McCarthy in this. There are, however, six Republicans in New York State alone, and there are at least six in California, who, if this government is shut down, they are going to be in serious jeopardy for their seats. Can we cobble together six Republicans? I'm not saying they have any integrity. They're not of the caliber of Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. They're not of that caliber. They're not of the caliber of a Mitt Romney. But are there six of them who are frightened in the bushes and say, well, we can't shut down the government, so we will go ahead with this? That is solution number one. Solution number two is Hakeem Jeffries and the leadership, maybe Rose DeLauro, one of the head of appropriations, or I should say the ranking member of appropriations, goes to McCarthy and says, put together a coalition of Democrats and Republicans. You're probably going to lose 20 MAGA people, 20 Freedom Caucus people. Put them together, and we will give you 20 or more votes. We'll pass it, and we will also guarantee your speakership because you're in the majority. And when Matt Gaetz says he's going to pull the speaker, then I'll tell you what. Tell us how many votes you need. And if you only have 190 or 200 loyal Republicans, we'll give you 18 more. That's what Boehner did in effect. It didn't come to that dramatic a finish. And Ryan did. You cannot have people who are basically siding with the fascist Ruskies, the commie Chinese, the commie North Koreans to destroy us because they simply are white supremacists with a hankering for the Confederacy. You can't do that. It's not right. It's not right. We're coming to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny today, a high near 75. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 55. Partly sunny for your Tuesday with a high near 75. Slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm on Tuesday night. We'll see a low of 57. And a slight chance of a shower on Wednesday morning. Currently, 75 degrees.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. Bill, what's in your mind today?
Thanks, Matt, for pointing out what's going on and how the Republicans have abandoned the Constitution, abandoned laws, and now just want to leverage the country. I really think, and you had some great ideas, but bottom line is I just don't see people standing up and doing that. But here's what I could see standing up happen. Now, this, their minds would explode, but remember, their party's in chaos, in absolute chaos. It started way back with Gingrich, and we're going to war and all this stuff. But here's what could happen, but I want your opinion. I'm not as adverse to all this knowledge as you are, available to the knowledge. I believe Biden could create an order, like emergency order, and he is going to take control because they voided the, 14th Amendment, Section 3, a bunch of them. The rest of them voided their oath in office just by the fact that they pledged to protect the country from foreign and domestic terrorism, and they actually promoted domestic terrorism. So there's the legal side of it. Do you think Biden could create a presidential order to say, either you go back to the table and we go back to democracy, or I'm going to nullify you people? Can he do that, Matt?
Right. You know, that's an interesting question. And the answer is, I like your thinking. Let me tell you how that would work. And let me give you an example. If this were warfare, I mean, let's say, you know, Franklin Roosevelt had complete dominance of the government during the Second World War. But after the Japanese attacked at Pearl Harbor and then the Nazis were overrunning Europe, if you had had isolationists from the South who pulled this kind of stuff then, I think Roosevelt would have declared martial law, which he would have been justified in doing with declarations of war, and then taking control of the government himself. And for instance, arresting the senators and the congressmen who are traitors, he could do that. And here you don't have a declaration of war because we all have nuclear weapons. If there were no nuclear weapons in the world, the United States would have bombed Moscow and St. Petersburg a long time ago. There would have been a declaration of war. But here's what I would do. At some point, remember something, they're holding up the defense bill too. They're holding up the defense bill. The defense bill expires January 30, and the defense budget is about $830 billion. We must pay our troops. We must buy ammunition.
You can't give vouchers to Boeing to build airplanes. At some point, I would tell you this, Bill, if the survival of the country is at stake, I think Biden just declares martial law. He imposes a budget. He directs Treasury to pay the bills from that budget. If Congress is treacherous, this Congress is treacherous, and he has about 10 days to figure that out. Now, in the past, when they shut down the government, we let it go a little farther and all that. But I'm with you 100%. You say, can he do it? Remember something. The Congress has no police force and no army. The Senate has no police force and no army. House, Supreme Court has no police force or army. We don't want fascist government. We don't want constructively fascist government by having a president do all this. But what do you do when our enemies are knocking at the door? What do you do when our enemies are in Congress? And before we go to the next caller, I'm going to remind everybody of something. In the 1870s, some of the worst of the Confederacy said, quote, "We made a mistake taking up arms. We could not beat the North. We should have stayed in the government and destroyed it from within." That is what Tommy Tuberville, that is what these MAGA Freedom Caucus people are doing. And the congressmen in this state, and I'll just pick on this state because I live in this state, you know, Gallagher, Stile, Van Orden, all these people who try to sneak around and say they're, quote, moderates, end quote, they are knifing in the back the United States. They are traitors. Thanks for calling. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Gene?
I'll tell you, Matt, great show. I just can't believe this. This is not politics as usual. I've watched our government for many years. They've argued. They've had different ins and outs and different things that happen. But this is in your face. Abuse of power, obstruction of justice, taking down all aspects of our government that are protections for the people, going after our president, who did not do any illegal activities, playing games. And, you know, playing games ain't even it, because they're obstructing the prosecution of a man with 90-some counts already, who was a criminal that hurt the United States of America. And they are continuing to break down all of our safeguards. And if people don't wake up, you better wake up now. And here's a wake-up call that will probably enlighten you. And there's a Lauren Boebert scandal. Okay, now the reason I'm bringing this up is I want people to see this with their own eyes. Okay, you go on and you go to the Midas Touch, and the Lauren Boebert scandal gets even worse with new camera angle surfacing. Now, the point of this video is that people need to see this with their own eyes. This is a woman who goes after to impeach our president of the United States, who gets up and prays in church that something happens to Joe Biden. And you look at this woman who conducts herself very inappropriately at a family Beetlejuice show in Denver, Colorado, with her partner grabbing on her chest and her grabbing below and her blowing, you know, on those new things like a cigarette. I haven't seen them before. But, and puffing there, and a woman who's pregnant says, don't do this. They had to come and escort her out.
Well, thank you. We have to go to a break, Gene. Thank you very much. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. On their way home from Iran after years of imprisonment there, five Americans.
Those prisoners who will now be free Americans will go into treatment at a military facility here in the United States in the D.C. area to help them adjust to freedom.
Correspondent Margaret Brennan. Going the other way, the first two of five Iranians released by the U.S., those two now reported in Tehran. The latest on the four-day-old partial strike by the United Auto Workers against the Big Three Detroit carmakers. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
The union is currently seeking at least a 36% raise, cost of living and job protections, as well as an unwinding of concessions made during the Great Recession when the companies created a tiered paid scale.
A day and a half after the Amber-style killing of a Los Angeles County deputy sheriff, an arrest in Palmdale, California.
I'm very proud of the work that our men and women have done.
L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna, CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. One of the former Wisconsin Supreme Court justices chosen by Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss to investigate the potential impeachment of newly elected Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz donated to her election opponent. A News Press Now report alleged former Justice David Prosser gave Protasiewicz's opponent $500. Further, former Justice Prosser also did not recuse himself from cases involving a law that he himself helped pass as a Wisconsin lawmaker. Wisconsin lawmakers have proposed a bill to make driver's education more affordable and accessible for residents. The proposal would give the Wisconsin Department of Transportation $6 million in funding to make driver's education classes free for qualified students. Currently, a driver's education course could run a student upwards of $400 to $600, which prevents some students from taking the course. Officials hope that not only will this increase the number of students getting their license at 16, but will teach them proper driving safety and make Wisconsin roads safer. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Yeah. Todd Albo would normally be sharing his dulcet tones with us, but you'll recall that last week, Todd was having issues with the cable company, with an internet connection. I'm now thinking, Todd Albo, did you break Spectrum? Are you responsible for this ESPN mess?
I seem to have broke everything else, so it wouldn't surprise me, no.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5. The Tap. 93.5. The Tap.
They're open 844-967-2789. I'm going to bring what we were discussing down locally here to Wisconsin. And pay attention carefully to this, because what is happening under your nose is an attempt, and here's what's happened, to gerrymander perpetually Wisconsin's legislature and the legislatures in several of the swing states, and to perpetually ensure the election, even if they lose the majority of the popular vote, the election of a Republican president. And here's how they're doing it. Megan Wolf is the election administration coordinator, executive director of the Wisconsin Election Commission. Her term expired June 30. The Republicans in the Senate unlawfully and unconstitutionally voted to throw her out. They had no right to vote on it because the Wisconsin Election Commission had not, by a vote of 4 to 2 or 5 to 1 or 6 to nothing, it needed 4 votes, weighed in on it. Therefore, one development today that's a good development, Megan Wolf, who's honest, nonpartisan, trusted by the almost 2,000 election clerks, almost 2,000 of them, in the 72 counties that rely on her for advice. She has said that she will continue in the office under the Fred Pren rule. Remember Fred Pren, Dentist Fred, Dentist Fred, Dentist Fred. I ate a fish from Marathon County, your county. My teeth glow in the dark, Dentist Fred. Dentist Fred stayed on for 18 months while the Republican Senate corruptly refused to take up the nominations, the recommendations, the replacement by Tony Evers. They kept Dentist Fred in there for 18 months at a subservience to the manufacturers, and Dentist Fred, as a result of his votes, there is now PFAS, forever chemicals, in all the water in the state and every county. That's what the Republican Party did. Well, two can play in that game. So Megan Wolf is going to stay on. The Republicans are bringing suit. It's going to get before the Supreme Court. Janet Protasiewicz will be on that Supreme Court. It's one reason why they want to impeach her. We'll get to that in a second. But it's very good news that Megan Wolf has just announced she'll stay on. But what's really going on here? And let's go into a piece of history. The U.S. Constitution says that the electors for president will be picked by the state legislatures. That's what it says. With some caveats, Congress can overrule them, they can do other things, but that's what it says. It also says in the U.S. Constitution that U.S. senators of every state will be picked by the state legislatures. By the end of the 19th century, you had a Senate that was so corrupt, so incompetent, so venal, and we were becoming increasingly a major world power, that a constitutional amendment was passed and agreed to by both parties a little over 100 years ago, 17th Amendment, that said that the legislatures, or said that the U.S. senators will be selected by direct vote, popular vote. But they didn't include in that amendment that presidential electors will be included or will be selected by popular vote, because they thought, well, we don't really need to do that because the states have elections. And we figure that we won't have crooked, venal legislatures who will try to pick the electors. And throughout all of your lifetimes, from the Second World War on, there have been direct elections for the electors in every state. And when I say for the electors, you vote for Biden or Trump, and when you vote for Biden, his electors are selected. That is now being challenged by the Republican Party. They do not want the presidential electors picked in a popular election. At least three of the justices, the tarantulas, three of the major tarantulas, Clarence Thomas, Alito, and Gorsuch, have all said, and also Roberts has hinted, that if push comes to shove, the legislatures can pick them. Now, if the legislatures pick them, it's essential that they control the legislature. They must get rid of anybody who's honest. They must get rid of anybody who's independent. Megan Wolf is honest, and she's independent. In fact, she's nonpartisan. They want to get rid of Megan Wolf so that they can put in a Gableman. Will it be Gableman? They'd like it to be Gableman. They put him in to sniff for fraud. He found nothing. He got sued. He brought lawsuits. He cost us over $3 million out of your money, tax money, and my money, my tax money. But there are Gablemans around who are even weirder, more corrupt, and frankly smoother looking than what happened with Voss pretending to sniff for fraud. They will put somebody in with shiny eyes, a light-fingered gentleman with shiny eyes, and clerks will start calling, almost 2,000 of them. There's some students here. What should I do?
So they can't vote there. Tell them to go home. When we catch wind of that, we'll bring a lawsuit. It'll go to the Supreme Court. That would be crooked advice. That would be corrupt advice. That would be wrong advice. And then that particular incident will be overcome. But how much work can our Wisconsin Supreme Court do during the couple of weeks or months of an election? They may not catch it all. They probably won't catch it all. They probably won't catch it all. The Supreme Court may say that drop boxes are okay. Anyone connected with the Republicans will lie if he thinks he can get away with it. They may tell some clerks in some counties, no, you can't have drop boxes. Right now, that was what the Republican judges of the state have said, but that can change. You cannot have a slippery character, a corrupt character, a light-fingered character, stuck in polluting our elections. The whole purpose is to make sure that a number of people don't vote, principally students and minorities, principally in Dane County and Milwaukee County, but also in Eau Claire, students, Green Bay, students. That is what is going on. They don't expect nationally to win any elections. They can't because they're corrupt. But all they have to do, remember, there are so-called six swing states. Two of them are Arizona and Georgia. I don't really look on those as swing states. I think it was a miracle that Biden won there, and I'm hoping he can do it again, but they're both, in the past, very red states. But there are four states that are truly swing states in presidential elections. One of them is Wisconsin, the premier one, because we have the most gerrymandered legislature. The second is Pennsylvania. It has the most electoral votes of the swing states. Michigan third, Nevada four. And in every one of those states, there is a chaos theory. There is a tampering theory. There's a corrupt theory on how to interfere with the elections and drive down turnout. And when you drive down turnout, it benefits Republicans. Because typically you're driving down students, minorities. You're driving down more casual voters, first-time voters. You are driving it down. They have done that now in Georgia, Florida, and Texas by criminalizing voting, selectively applying it to black areas and not others. What do you mean by criminalizing? How can they criminalize it? Because one of the tarantulas, Clarence Thomas, in a 5-4 vote in Shelby County throughout most of the Voting Rights Act. So nobody gets to review what they're doing. In Texas, there is a law right now that one county in the whole state, Houston, Harris County. Harris County, the biggest county in the state, the most Democratic. If the Secretary of State, in his sole discretion, deems that the election had irregularities, he can order a new election in that one county. And he can keep doing it till it comes out right. Because students, minorities, and others are going to get tired of voting five times. Yeah. You think I'm kidding? That happened down there. That's the law right now. Because the Voting Rights Act got thrown out by the tarantulas. In Florida, people who were convicted of felonies through a constitutional amendment are now permitted to vote. Republicans said, yeah, but that's if they discharge all of the conditions of their sentence, including paying fines. Well, in all of these cases, these are very poor people, these defendants. And what happens is they have to pay $70,000 or $40,000. They can't pay that. That's not what the Constitutional Amendment said. But the Republican Supreme Court down there said, that's right, so none of them can vote. Some of them called clerks and said, can I vote? The clerk said, sure, you finished your sentence, and now they're being criminally prosecuted by DeSantis. This is actually going on. And if they keep gerrymandering these legislatures, they will pick Trump. It won't be fake electors next time. They are bootstrapping themselves into destroying our democracy. Going to the lines, Bob and Madison, my friend, you're first. What's your mind today, Bob?
Well, you got me thinking. If you get rid of 10 congressmen, and I think Liz Cheney could point them out, she was on the committee, that were involved in the insurrection. You know, they gave the tours in advance or some of the more obvious ones, that they are ineligible because of Clause 3 of the 14th Amendment, the insurrection clause. You get rid of those 10, and then suddenly 213 is a majority. And or Liz Cheney can round up 6 friends or so, and she doesn't have to be a congressman to be speaker. She could be made the speaker with the backing of the Democrats and a handful of Republicans, and we can get rid of McCarthy and not have to deal with all the...
All of that is terrific, but it requires the 6 tarantulas on the Supreme Court to bless it, basically. It requires a lot of this 14th Amendment argument is great in the Law Review article, but we're talking, push is coming to shove here. Push is coming to shove. And none of that's going to happen, unfortunately, because there are people, there are impediments to it in the Republican Party. I like your ideas. I love your calls. Thank you. But there are impediments in the Republican Party, and they are tarantulas that have gotten their hands on government. Adriana Madison, my friend, you're next. What's your mind today, Adrian?
Hey, Matt, speaking of the Supreme Court, state and federal, what kind of upside-down world are we living in where Janice Protasiewicz is being threatened with impeachment and Clarence Thomas isn't?
That's very good, Adrian. We're going to be, I'm going to respond to that, but quick, I'll take a call from Wisco Paul. Thanks for calling. What's your mind at Wisco Paul?
Hey, good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Really quickly, it was Morton Prim, or whatever the heck his name is, poison water dude. They got Morton just forever. Chemicals in the water up north because of him. There's nitrates and everything else. But there was more than him that didn't resign. There was 5 or 6 other people in different departments that didn't resign either, or Tony couldn't appoint a new one. So it was just so there's more than just one there is what I'm saying. So Megan can stay where you're at. You don't have to move. These guys are clowns. All right.
Good call. Yeah, we're going to break shortly, but I just wanted to say I'll respond to Adrian afterwards. And to Wisco Paul, you're right. It wasn't just Dentist Fred. There are people on the Technical College Board, and there are several others who stayed on, and that was wrong. We're going to a break. Do not hang up. I see on the line. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. And I still go.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny today, a high near 75. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 55. Partly sunny for your Tuesday with a high near 75. Slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm on Tuesday night. We'll see a low of 57. And a slight chance of a shower on Wednesday morning.
It's 73 at our studios.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Well, lines are open, 844-967-2789. We go right to the lines. No, we're not. Somebody just popped off the line. So I want to respond to Adrian. Adrian had a very, very fine comment. He said, how come Janet Protasiewicz may be impeached and not Clarence Thomas? Clarence Thomas should be impeached. But the problem is the House is in Republican hands. They're not going to vote to impeach him, and then so it never gets to the Senate. If it gets to the Senate, even if all 51 Democrats voted to convict him, it takes 67. In the present partisan environment, it's practically impossible to impeach and convict virtually anybody. Now, let's get to Janet Protasiewicz, because I did want to talk about that right now. There have been some developments. There have been some developments with Janet. And Janet's somebody I've known for 40 years, since she was a young Democrat and volunteered in Jerry Klitschko's campaigns and my campaigns and others. She also, her husband also, Greg, is a law school classmate and friend of mine. I know these people quite well. And they have unnegotiable integrity, very responsible, very, very hardworking. What they're trying to do with Janet, they're starting to get heat. Janet Protasiewicz just went on the court at the beginning of August. She's only been on the court 6 or 7 weeks. And you can only impeach somebody for a crime. They have to commit a crime in office, or they have to do an act of corruption, be corrupt in office. She's committed no crime ever in her life, and she's done nothing corrupt ever in her life. And certainly not in office. I'm going to go quick to the lines. Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Joe. What's in your mind today?
Oh, I just wanted to return to Matt. Within the course of the hour, you said that one of the kind of characteristics of Republicans these days is lying. And I wanted to provide a particularly salient example of that. You were speaking about this continuing resolution that Kevin McCarthy has put forward. And within it is a big no to any help for the people in Maui that lost their lives, lost their homes, lost their businesses. And he's just saying no to any financial help to that. So I just wanted to point out that the Honolulu Civil Beat from September 2, 2023, is recounting the fact that Kevin McCarthy was leading a congressional bipartisan committee that toured the disaster on that day, Saturday. And within that, he said, we're going to be pledging support for getting Maui the financial help it needs to recover from the devastation. And included in that, he's also got a really, just an absolutely perfect line. He's talking about the fact that some are saying that FEMA is really getting hammered for its funding. And here's a quote from Mr. McCarthy. Government funding goes to September 30, and it will be replenished. So liar, liar, pants on fire. He couldn't even make it like, what, 2 weeks to, on that particular situation. So that's what he said on September 2. And now he's saying that they're offering on their continuing resolution. Tough luck, Maui. Too bad for you. So anyway, I just wanted to throw that little bit in there. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Excellent call. Excellent call as always, Joe. And this isn't the first time. Remember Hurricane Sandy? Hurricane Sandy hit New Jersey and New York. New Jersey and New York are blue states. Under Boehner, when he was the speaker, you couldn't get a majority of Republicans to let it go to the floor to have any relief for New Jersey and New York. Now, what he did then You can't have a system where only red states get disaster relief and not blue states, especially, and this really frosts me, when the blue states are the ones that are supplying surplus money that goes to many of the red states, goes to Mississippi and Alabama and these kinds of places. And good, that's great. A lot of friends down there, a lot of shipmates in the Navy down there. But come on. So what, you say this, that New York and New Jersey don't get Hurricane Sandy money, and now you say that Hawaii doesn't get fire money. Give me a break. Give me a break. Yeah, they go around saying stuff like Joe just said, Kevin McCarthy did. The way Boehner handled it, he put together a package. He got as many Republicans as he could. It wasn't enough. He didn't have a majority. And then he went across the aisle, and he got Nancy Pelosi to give him the number of votes he needed. And it went through. That could happen now. The problem is that if that happened, Matt Gaetz and these other characters would call, they say that the chair is vacant. It only takes one person to say the chair is vacant under the deal McCarthy cut, and then they'll have a vote, and they won't put him back in. And they will continue not to put him back in. If we put up a candidate, they'll vote against them, and there'll be no Speaker of the House. They want chaos. This must be understood. They want chaos. So, getting back to what, Joe was talking, but also Adrian before, with Protasiewicz, one of the things they're trying to knife into this state is let's get rid of Janet Protasiewicz. She's actually a fairly independent sort. Very, very tough prosecutor. What happened was Voss said, well, I'm going to consult three Supreme Court justices, and I can tell you who they are. One of them was David Prosser. He's confirmed that he was one of them. David Prosser was a Supreme Court justice. He was the one who was accused of putting his hands around the throat of Ann Walsh Bradley. He said, oh, I'm going to be fair, except that he is the one who voted on things when he was in the Supreme Court. He was the speaker, by the way, of the Wisconsin Assembly. He voted on the Supreme Court on things that he rammed through as speaker. I mean, you know, and so what? He's going to say, but no, now, that's not good. Pat Rogensack is another one. She was asked, are you one of them? And she said, I refuse to say. She was the one that Janet Protasiewicz replaced because Pat Rogensack voted not to certify Joe Biden, who won the election. She was one of the election deniers. What do you think that Pat Rogensack and David Prosser are going to do? What do you think they're going to do? I'll tell you one other funny thing about this. Voss said there were three of them. Every one of the living Supreme Court justices were called by the media and asked, are you one of the three? Prosser said he was. Rogensack said, I won't answer. I assume she is. All of the others said it wasn't me. But they're the only living ones. One of them. If either Voss isn't telling the truth and he's only consulting two people, or the other one is hiding something. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show. I wish we weren't. We got a lot more to talk about. We will tomorrow. Great show. Great callers, as always. Stand by for another great show. Diamond Crute, Devil's Advocate. Matt Flynn Direct. Be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.
I got just one life. In a world that keeps on pushing me around, but I stand my ground, and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground. And I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.